Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, George Binks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill McCann. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill McCann. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. McCoskey moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter bunts for an out with unknown description. Rosar moves to second. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bill McCann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCann bunts for an out with unknown description. Majeski moves to second. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Majeski scores. McCoskey moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-1 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early strikes out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 0-for-0 in the game. McKen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. McKen reaches second base with a double. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McKen moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McKen scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Nels Potter now pitching. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-2 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Leaner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early strikes out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McKen bunts for an out with unknown description. Majeski moves to second. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Majeski scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Juice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-2 in the game. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to McKen covering. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-3 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from early and he is safe. Fain steals second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball towards right. Coleman catches it and throws to first to double up Rosar. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McKen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. McCoskey bunts towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Joost reaches second base with a double. McCoskey moves to third. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-4 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Joost scores. It's 8-4, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Binks. The throw from early and he is safe. Binks steals second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Nels Potter. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive to left field. McCoskey throws towards Joost. Joost fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Joost. Dillinger moves to third. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Dillinger scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-5, Athletics. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Sanford now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Stevens moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 3 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.